My name is Jessie Quirk and I'm 17 years old.
So first of all, tell me what weird pets you have.
So I have 3 Western hognose and a corn snake. I have a giant African millipede, 2 Phyllium leaf insects and 2 types of praying mantis.
Okay, and do you kind of get the reaction I had there? You said millipedes, I was like, oh no. So do you get that reaction often?
A lot, yeah.
Yeah, but why those sorts of pets? Why not kind of like a dog?
I have a dog and a cat and a horse as well.
Okay.
So I have like a whole range of animals, and I just kind of fell in love with animals that didn't get as much attention as everyone else. Like, everyone loves cats and dogs. Everyone does, but it takes like special people to love animals that look weird.
Yeah.
Or aren't like so common. I just think it's really interesting how many people are like scared of them as well, and I want to be able to share my experience and how they're actually not scary but wonderful creatures.
Yeah, and how much kind of specialist care then goes into looking after these animals? So I mean, do you have to feed them all at different times? Is there different things you have to do?
I feed mine at certain times in the day, as well as they need specific lighting and heating requirements and special vivariums as well, which is what they're housed in. So it's a lot of, there's quite a lot of specialised care to begin with. Once you get set into a routine, it's fairly simple, as my snakes only eat once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
So once a week is perfectly fine for them. And when they get older, they eat every 2 weeks. Once you get into a routine, it's very simple. You just change the water daily, spot clean, and then feed them once a week.
And you said that obviously these are kind of pets that not everyone looks towards. And so what was the first one you got, and kind of what made you, was it that idea that you wanted to get pets that weren't kind of traditionally the first choice?
Yeah. Growing up, I always felt out of place and I never really fit in. So I was always drawn towards any animal that wasn't classified as normal. That could be a horse who had a bad past and he wasn't just a standard horse that you could go on and ride, you had to do special work with. Cats that had, I previously worked at the Man Cat Sanctuary, some of the blind cats in there I used to spend a lot of time with and everything like that. Just growing up, I've always been drawn to animals that don't get enough attention. So my friend got a corn snake in year 5 and I fell in love with it, and then years and years later I did loads of research and paid for my own. And I got my Western hognose called Chihiro.
Chihiro.
Yeah.
I love this. And so obviously the kind of, the focus of the talk is the fact that you yourself have ADHD, autism and severe social anxiety. Not that you'd be able to tell right now with how confident you're talking to me. And sort of the impact that keeping these pets is having on you. That's kind of the focus of the talk. So can you shine a little light on, like, yeah, what it means for you then, you know, separate to looking after these animals?
Yeah. I found it very hard to keep myself motivated to stay alive for a massive period of my life. It still continues now, but it's not as severe. And these animals and having something that relies on me and something so unique as well that not everyone can say they have, it was a massive like protective factor for me to keep pushing myself to fight what's been going on and being able to also express myself as well. Because I still do as well, I take my snakes down to the shop with me, they sit in my pocket, or we go for walks together, I take them out onto grassy areas that I know have no pesticides and stuff. They go everywhere with me. One came to visit me when I was away in a hospital.
Wow.
So he came on the boat with my dad, which was really lovely, and that gave me a massive, like, just push of motivation to get home.
Yeah.
So they've really impacted me positively.
Yeah, and then so with the talk, are you hoping that you can kind of, I suppose, reach out to other people and other young people in your position of, like, you know, maybe they don't, you know, love animals like you do, but they can find something that is that motivation for them?
Yeah, the goal is to spread awareness about mental health on the Isle of Man and the struggles that can be faced, but also how people can cope with it and, like, different ways that people can learn about how to manage their emotions and stuff and what they're feeling, and to gain some sort of motivation and, like, a way to just give themselves a protective factor. Which is, it's a massive thing for recovery as well, is having something to drive for.
You know, I'm talking to you, you're 17. Do you think that we talk enough, I suppose, about young people struggling with their mental health? I feel like it's not something we always talk about or face head on like we're kind of doing right now, you know? Do you think that it's important that we open up that conversation?
It's really important. The amount of struggles that I've faced just because I'm not 18... and I'm in the adolescent's mental health care has been massive, and it has really impacted my life and how I cope, which all could have been avoided if these issues were talked about more and there was more awareness brought to it. There was more care in place on the Isle of Man. So, yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. So if anyone comes along to the talk later on this month, so it's been supported by the Manx Wildlife Trust, will you be bringing your animals along with you? I've spotted here in front of me, actually, it's going to feature some snakes and geckos. So, yeah, are you going to bring along your pets as well and maybe chat about them to the audience?
Yeah, so I'll be bringing along all of my animals, as long as none of them are in shed, because that wouldn't be fair on them, and their welfare always comes first. So as long as they're all healthy and none of them are in shed, they will be coming with me. I've also got Zoo to You IOM, run by Alan Campbell, who is accompanying me and bringing along some of his bigger snakes. He's got some boa constrictors and some geckos as well that he's bringing.
Perfect.
And anyone coming along will get to meet the animals, get up close to them, hold them, learn about their care, how to look after weird animals as well, so that I'm not just showing people these amazing animals and then if there's kids there, their kids going, oh, I want one, let's get one, and the parents not knowing anything. I also want to educate on how to look after them.
Yeah, because it sounds like any pet, there's you know, a lot of different things you should know about, but there's so much more levels when it's kind of, not your cat or your dog or anything like that. There's a quote here from Manx Wildlife Trust talking about your knowledge and interest in wildlife is remarkable, and it sounds like, you've done all your research. So yeah, you're hoping that maybe like some of the kids that come along will get that little spark of kind of, actually this is really interesting.
Yeah, I am definitely hoping that more people will start to realise that these animals aren't to be scared of, because even a lot of adults and children I meet at the minute, they are absolutely petrified of snakes or my millipede or the leaf insects, anything they are scared of. And they're not something to be scared of, they're something to be amazed by. And I also want to share my conservation efforts. I haven't worked too much on that at the minute because the main focus is the talk, but there will be something that's coming in the future, and I want to share my love for the environment as well in hopes that children can grow up to share the same things that I love and protect what I really care about.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.